your Locked On Panthers, your daily podcast on the Florida Panthers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Tuesday, January 19th edition of Locked On Panthers. I am your host, Armando Velez. This is a podcast where we talk about all things Florida Panthers. Make sure to follow the show on Twitter at LO Panthers Pod. And make sure to also follow the national show at Locked On NHL Pods, wherever you listen to podcasts. Today we're going to talk about Sergei Bobrovsky, the 7-year, $70 million goalie, has made his return to the lineup per coach Joel Quenneville yesterday in his press conference in practice after practice, the day after the Florida Panthers defeated the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 5-2 Sunday night at the BB&T Center. So this is exciting. All throughout training camp, Bob was considered unfit to play. And like we talked about a little bit yesterday on the post-game wrap-up show of the 5-2 win against Chicago, we talked about how the whole unfit to play, the COVID protocols, we don't know whether it was COVID or not. But one thing we are glad to see is that we have our number one goalie back. And though the two-time Vezina Trophy winner and Sergei Bobrovsky didn't necessarily have the best season last year, I believe that his lack of success last year was due to the poor defensive talent that he had in year one with the Florida Panthers versus what he had with the Columbus Blue Jackets in the years he was there. And to get a little perspective on what Sergei Bobrovsky's drop-off was from 2019 to 2020 was his goals against average was a plus 0.65, almost three-quarters more goals per 60 minutes in 2020 than the 2019 season. His save percentage dropped from 913 to 900. And Bobrovsky had 8 less shutouts in 2020 than he did in 2019. And like I said yesterday, he went off Instagram so to focus more on his training in between the seasons. And based on all the hard work that we know he puts off the ice, I personally think he'll be ready. And Coach Q even said it in his press conference, when your guy is ready, your guy is ready. And this is why you pay someone like Sergei Bobrovsky the big bucks, an average annual value of $10 million per season for the two-time Vezina Trophy winner. And this is great news because this is their leader. This is the guy that's the backstop of the team's breakthrough the defense. This is the position that gets you to winning a Stanley Cup. You can't win Stanley Cups without great goaltending. If you have average to below average goaltending, it's really, really hard to win in this league. And thankfully, with the addition of Bill Zito as the GM of the Florida Panthers, he was able to kind of make over the roster a little bit. And a few of them were like someone like Alex Wenberg, a center for the Panthers. You have Gustav Forsling, a player that was picked up, and Radko Gudas as well. And there's another player that was picked up by the Florida Panthers just last week as like help on the way for the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers on January 11th picked up former 2015 26th overall pick Noel Juulsen off waivers from the Montreal Canadiens. He will wear number 58 for the Florida Panthers, a 6'2", 201 pound, age 23. And this is, again, part of the defensive makeover that Bill Zito is trying to implement with this. Is every piece going to work based on what Bill Zito brings in? No, it's not going to. This is a trial and error period where, again, like I said yesterday, this is a retooling, not a rebuilding. And another one that he brought in along with the defensive pairings was someone like Marcus Nutavara, a former Blue Jacket, number 65. And this is where familiarity with Bill Zito, he's getting the guys he wants in order to see how this meshes together and possibly not have Sergei Bobrovsky just have so many one-on-ones and so many opportunities that in which he literally sometimes has no chance of and his team's letting him down. And yes, of course, there are some where it was Bobrovsky's fault where he would let goals in, but there needs to be more around him. And the fact that the makeover that Zito has done in this past offseason, there's a little bit of confidence there, but of course, you gotta wait for all to mesh together. And with Bobrovsky starting, let's go. Let's bounce back. Let's take advantage of another opportunity against a very poor Chicago Blackhawks team who is right now 0-3-0 and an expected 0-3-0 too after their shedding down of the roster. And let's not forget that the Chicago Blackhawks via social media sent a letter to their fans about rebuilding this team through the draft and through young players. You get it. That's in other words, we're punting the season. And the Chicago Blackhawks are clearly punting the season based on their just based on the first three games. If you guys have watched all three of them, it's really god awful to see how bad that Blackhawks team is. And it's time with Bobrovsky being back on Tuesday. It's time to take advantage of another opportunity. And we're going to see these guys, let's not forget, 8 times this year. So take advantage of it. Same thing when we happen to face Detroit. Take advantage of the opportunity. And yes, we're not going to win every single time. So if we happen to drop a point or even one game that is zero, it is not the end of the world. I want you guys to know that now. If it's multiple times where we're losing to Chicago and we get no points, then yes, we in Pantherland have every right to freak out. But if it's one game where we drop points and it's to zero, even the greatest teams can lose and have one bad night against a really bad team. And that's just sports in general. So let's also mentally prepare ourselves for a possible dropped game of one of the 8 to Chicago or Detroit. But the expectation is the majority of the time when we face these guys is to come up with a W. In the next segment, I will be talking about the whole Keith Yandle situation and the latest coming out of Sunrise, Florida, just before puck drop just a few nights ago. You're listening to Locked On Panthers. Let me tell you about my friends over at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, and now the impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront, why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the other parts on his computer, choosing only the brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. One reason to prepare and maintain your cars to save money that you can use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, or even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and safe for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcast. Locked On Panthers on a Tuesday, January 19th, where it happens to be game day. And yesterday, in the middle of the day, around 1:02 p.m., there was a tweet by Elliot Friedman. And gotta give credit where credit is due. This was something that was sent to me by former host of Locked On Panthers, Frank Rikas. And Elliot Friedman said that Florida Panthers players stepped in and told management to play Keith Yandel. Also note that players told Yandel he needs to play better. Yandel was told he wasn't a good teammate by someone in the organization and was very hurt. So that explains more of, if found true, why after that goal, you saw Keith Yandel so emotional as can be. And even if this report hadn't come out about players telling him he needs to step up or telling him that he's a bad teammate, scoring that goal meant so much after all those trade rumors. And once again, there is a human side to all of this that you are a player. If I'm a player and my coach is putting me in and out of the lineup and then I score, then of course it's going to be emotional. And you know what? Now, when you see that Yandel was finally put in practice the day before opening night, that tells me that that conversation between players and management probably happened shortly before opening night, because the players were hearing the noise from the outside world and were tired of hearing it. They wanted to step up. Some people wanted to step up for their boy, their teammate, their one of their leaders, one of the funny guys in the locker room, you name it. And of course, I'd want somebody to stand up for me like that. Of course, if I had a good friend in the locker room, of course I'd want to step in for them too, and I'd want them to play. However, there can be a little bit of denial sometimes within players and their own teammates' ability on how can they contribute to the team. Of course, like everyone, if you have ever been part of a team and you could see that there's might be something internally that might tell you that this person might not be good enough, but you still want to put that trust in that person because you like them so much. And this is what I think the players on the Florida Panthers want to do. And let's also be real. Keith Yandle's contract is so hard to trade at this moment in time, with it being over $6 million annual average salary. And the trade deadline is April 12th. I looked it up. It's April 12th. And my prediction, honestly, and this shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody, I think everybody's predicting this too, that Keith Yandle will probably not be on this roster past April 12th. And because this story just will not go away. Sure, he had a goal, but yes, he also had a holding call midway through the second period. Like I said, you take the good and the bad with Keith Yandle, and this might brew into something worse, more drama off the ice. And there's only so much also that a player can do to hype a player up, to motivate them, but a player's talent is a player's talent, and yes, players can improve over a certain amount of time, but when you are sort of established in a way, then it's really hard for players to break out of their own habits over time when they've established a certain style of play over so many years. We are at that point where we just know who Keith Yandle is. The management knows it. The coaches know it. Maybe it's the players who might not know it and might actually be in denial about it for, again, their boy. So this is just going to be something that's just going to keep piling on, and it's a mess. There's no easy way to say that this is a mess. And I feel for Keith Yandle, the human, and I want him to be happy. And if that means eventually finding a trade partner to a place like Boston and waiving his no movement clause, which is right now really hard to do with Boston's cap situation and also the league's cap situation, with it being a flat cap for the next two seasons. So right now we're stuck with him. For the moment, we are stuck with him. And the healthy scratch is going to come. There is no way in hell that I could foresee that Keith Yandle's streak is just going to continue at this rate of the in and out. And he's going to make a major mistake, and that's going to cause Coach Q to say, no, I don't care about a streak anymore. And the guys at Panther Parkway brought it up on their post-game wrap-up show on the Panther Parkway podcast, saying that they believe it was Joel Quenneville who was the one who ended Brian Campbell's streak. Yes, that Brian Campbell, former Florida Panther defenseman Brian Campbell, had a streak of 423 straight games played, and Joel Quenneville wanted to put the best guys out there, and don't see why he wouldn't do it again with Keith Yandle. He's done it before, and it's going to happen. It's Panthers fans, we have to start mentally preparing for ourselves, if we haven't already, for the streak to end, because the moment the streak ends, honestly, the better we could move on to when he's out of the lineup once and then he plays one game, okay, then the focus is not on the streak now. The focus will be on the time that he is on the ice, the little bits and spurts that Keith Yandle could give you, whether it's next week, later on in the season, or even before we even trade him off to whoever. That's what ending the streak will do. It would take the focus off it. I didn't really quite put too much attention when Brian Campbell's streak came to an end, but I can see how it could put more focus on the play on the ice. But I might be naive. It might split the locker room, and players might think that it's unfair that a veteran defenseman like Keith Yandel is getting this treatment of the in and out and all the media storms and everything. But it's going to happen. There's no way that we could say that the streak is going to continue on past this season. But in the next segment, I do want to finish off on a lighter note, because we got an awesome announcement based on reverse retro jerseys. In the next segment, I'm going to be talking about the reverse retro jersey schedule that the Florida Panthers just announced yesterday via Twitter. You're listening to Locked On Panthers. The NFL is heading to their conference championship games with the Bills visiting the Kansas City Chiefs at 6:40. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the Green Bay Packers on Sunday at 3:05 on Fox. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust for all your betting needs, and that is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Is on Locked On NHL, it's all about East Coast bias. As Locked On Sabres host Joe DiBiase and Mike DiStefano of Locked On Leafs take a look at the biggest stories in the Eastern Conference, from Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin to the defending champion Lightning, the up-and-coming Rangers, and everyone in between. Locked On NHL is the place to be for Eastern Conference intel every Tuesday. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. Locked On Panthers on a Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. And in this segment, we're going to talk about something we've known for a while about. And that is the reverse retro jerseys for your Florida Panthers. We knew the Florida Panthers were going to wear these jerseys, but it was all about when they were going to wear these jerseys. And yesterday, at around noon, the Florida Panthers announced their retro jersey Saturdays. So the following Saturdays that they're going to wear their reverse retro jerseys will be February 13th against the Tampa Bay Lightning, February 27th against the Carolina Hurricanes, March 13th against the Chicago Blackhawks, March 20th against the Nashville Predators, and April 3rd against the Columbus Blue Jackets, which, let's give a little bit of a warning right now, subject to change because of the times we're living in with COVID and sports and all these reschedulings, shufflings, cancellations. So I want you guys to know to not get married to any of these dates if you plan on going to a game where the Florida Panthers are scheduled to wear these retro jerseys. But man, once again, these jerseys are so great. Like, I personally don't have one. I personally can't afford one at this point in time, but these uniforms are so clean. Every team in the NHL is wearing a reverse retro jersey for a certain number of home games this year, and just looking at them, browsing right now, and some of my favorites are, I like the Phoenix Coyotes one, the purple and the deserty look, Anaheim Ducks with the duck with the hockey stick just flexing and going up in the air. The Detroit Red Wings one is all right. It's just white with the Red Wings logo. Edmonton's is okay. I really despise the New York Islanders one. It's just a darker shade of blue and just the logo. I really like the old New York Rangers look from their 1996 season with the logo of Lady Liberty. And honestly, these retro jerseys, and it's such a great idea that the NHL is now implementing this. It's kind of like a copycat from the different sports leagues. We see it in England where, and all over Europe where teams are changing their, what they call across the pond, kits every single year of what it looks like at home versus away. Then we saw in the NBA how they're introducing what they call city jerseys. More NFL teams are using throwbacks, and now the NHL is using these retro jerseys as a, of course, the concept behind all of this, number one, is to make money, because the NHL as a league is gonna have a whole bunch of losses this year with only three markets at this moment in time bringing in fans. And the three markets at this point in time are Florida, Dallas, and Arizona that's going to have fans. So the league has to find a way to create and generate revenue. And these retro jerseys are a way to generate some of that. And it's also great for the fan as well, who wants to enjoy something. And I think eventually I will personally cave to one of these retro jerseys. And also, here's another one, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm scrolling through them right now, and the Tampa Bay Lightning brought up from their 2004 Stanley Cup run, our neighbors just north of us. And man, it's something that the NHL, in my opinion, really hit a home run on. And I hope that this is something that will continue. And seeing the fan reactions and seeing the buzz that was when these launched earlier in the summer, I think that these jerseys might be here to stay. So once again, the dates for the retro Saturdays for the Florida Panthers are February 13th, February 27th, March 13th, March 12th, and April 3rd. And those are all Saturdays this season. So you have an opportunity maybe to watch on TV or in person if you would like to see the Florida Panthers wear these retro jerseys. And again, I hope these are here to stay. On tomorrow's podcast, we will break down the game between the Chicago Blackhawks and the Florida Panthers, if there is a game, because as I'm recording this, I just heard the news from David Dwork of WPLG Local 10 that two Florida Panthers have been headed to the NHL's COVID list, and one of them practiced today, which is Marcus Nutsuvara. And we'll see what this means for the Florida Panthers. So far, there is no news on whether tonight's game will be postponed or not, but just a reminder that this is something that could happen. And with this news breaking just as I'm recording this, I personally might have to change course in what I have to talk about as well. However, if we happen to have a game, keep it locked in here on Locked On Panthers, where we will talk about a topic, whether we do have a game or not. Please hit subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen to, and I will see you guys tomorrow.